What is going on, everybody? We've lost Travis. Welcome to What the Fuck Wednesday.
There is no more Travis. There's just God.
God, is that you?
No. You're all fucked.
We are here for What the Fuck Wednesday. And, oh shit. What's in here? Alcohol of some sort. It's been out, so it's probably warmer than my balls at the present time.
I mean, if we shotgun them, it might do something.
I've never had a White Claw. Like I said last week at the end of that podcast when I showed up.
Well, we've got...
When the surprise guest co-host said, "You want a White Claw?" I said, "No, I have a penis."
Tyler bought some sake from Jungle Gyms and kind of sucked. Yeah, sake is just not usually that good. You have to get some pretty good stuff. So there's grapefruit, raspberry, lime.
Lime.
And that's it.
What's the first one?
Grapefruit. They ruby, all just taste like...
Ruby grapefruit.
They all just taste like soda water with an aftertaste.
What's the other one? Lime?
Lime.
I'm going to try the lime. I'm going to break down.
I haven't had the grapefruit.
Let's try one. We're warmer than shit.
I don't give a fuck. I can drink it faster if it's warmer.
Fuck.
The grapefruit's not bad.
Here, let me taste that one.
If you like grapefruit, grapefruit's not bad.
You can have that.
The watermelon's the best one I've had. That one's not bad.
No, that's just as shitty.
So I'm on my own here?
Yeah.
Double fisted.
That's something you've never done in your life. Oh, we're talking drinking. Oh, God.
Grapefruit and lime.
Oh, they're fucking horrible.
Oh, God. It tastes like, oh, God, it tastes like fucking rubbing alcohol. My mouth. God damn it. I'm still going to drink them.
Oh, shit. I might have to go get a Bud Light out of the refrigerator.
There is Bud Light in the goddamn refrigerator.
Yeah, there's a bottle and a can.
One? There's one bottle and one can?
Yeah.
No soldier left behind, huh?
I was saying, go get two of those.
Welcome to the Ghosts of the Night podcast. This is the Wednesday fuck off show. I'm Travis, and with me always to my right is Phil. Phil is old and racist and sexist.
I'm sexist.
He's also he's not homophobic because he is a homosexual polygamist, which does include the trans community. Because we love the trans community here at the GITN podcast. I would like to party with them.
I will party with anybody. But right? Here's the thing. I'm not racist. I don't like anybody. You're lucky
Jenny
I like
says the
you.
Watermelon is the worst. That's wrong. Because the reason the watermelon is the best is not because it tastes the best. It's because it actually tastes.
Sure. And it was, Tyler said, anyway, I found a drink that would be perfect for y'all background.
Oh, a cool little bottle.
What would it be? Do tell. I'm curious. You piqued my curiosity.
I know, because I've really been thinking, like, we should, like,
I have a listening boner right now.
Like, I've legitimately been thinking about this. I was thinking, like, the eastern wing of this compound, this Joe Rogan-esque
the white trash
pole barn
we have here.
This giant lavish pole barn. This 14,000 square foot space that we utilize for the podcast here in Los Angeles.
Oh, that lime tastes even worse coming back up. Fuck me. God damn.
Well, it doesn't matter if it tastes good because,
Oh, God. In the moral words of Jenny, fucking fuck. God damn. Ouch. Rubbing alcohol would taste better than that shit.
There's one down.
How the fuck does anybody drink that shit?
Fast, in my case.
I'd rather go to an AA meeting than drink that shit.
I'd rather get drunk at an AA
naked
meeting.
Naked with nipple clamps.
I would... I wonder how frowned upon do you think it is to crack open a cold one at an AA meeting? And they're like, this is an AA meeting. You'd be like, oh, I'm just here for the show. I'm not an alcoholic. You're drinking at an AA meeting. I'm pretty sure you're an alcoholic. You know what? What's your name?
Barbara.
Fuck you, Barbara. Don't judge me, you church bitch. You uppity fucking swag. I'm changing the definition of swag.
Is it your fault she can't handle her alcohol?
Yeah, it's not my fault that you don't know how to fucking party, you pussy.
I've been I don't know how to party. I'm old. I'm done
partying. That's one of the only country songs that I like can get down with that's popular. People say I got a drinking problem. I got no problem drinking at all.
Tyler's has. We have a response from Tyler. It's called Dragon's Fire.
Dragon's Fire.
It's basically a sparkling wine that you've lost me now.
That has pearl dust in it. And at the bottom of the bottle, it has LED colored lights. They can blink, strobe, or just light up the bottle.
This is a...
Oh, what the fuck? There was a what green is pearl one. Dust?
Is that somebody jacked off?
It's a dried pearl necklace that you then scrape off and you break up into the liquor. It's a protein drink.
Wow, it's healthy.
Can I get a pussy drink with a baby gravy back, please? Have you ever taken a cum shot? Like the shot?
Oh, I'm saying no.
Just on my lower abdomen.
Occasionally, if it's been a while, maybe it might shoot over. I don't have that good of aim.
I aim for the belly button. I got great aim these days. But no, have you ever had one? They're not good. They have green, blue, red, dark. What the fuck? Dark red? What the fuck is dark red?
Isn't that maroon?
I don't think I've ever heard the term dark red in my life.
It's called maroon.
I really like that purple car. It's dark red, bro. It's exclusive. Oh, my God. Like and share the video. As far as just, you know, White Claws are terrible. But you know when they're really great? After you finish it.
Because you're going to get something good like a Bud Light or a Miller Lite.
Oh, I'm good on the Miller. I would almost rather have this than a Miller Lite.
I
don't like Miller
Lite. Miller
Lite
tastes like water to me.
It tastes like piss. Refrigerated piss.
I agree.
I would like Coors Light. I'll take all day over it.
I'm not
a big Coors guy, but I like Coors Light in an aluminum bottle or a can.
See, and I'm not big. I'm becoming a beer snob.
Oh, God. You can't be a beer snob. We drink Bud Light and cheap whiskey. We don't even drink, like, good bourbon and shit. Although I do want to get a bottle of bourbon to just have on the rocks during the show.
I've never really have had the pleasure of good sipping bourbon.
Oh, it's so good.
I've been saying...
Like, they're not all amazing, but, like Buffalo Trace for the price range is good. Eagle Rare is good for the price range. These are all under $100 a bottle.
I was watching something...
Which sounds crazy, but...
I was watching something, and the guy came home, just poured him a little glass of bourbon a little on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Just sat
especially
down.
You get yourself a little a smoking plank. It's almost like a cutting board, and you just hit it with a torch lighter and put your glass on like over it, and then you fucking flip it over, drop your ice cubes in it.
We get more Patreon subscribers. We get that Pappy shit.
Pappy Van Winkle? No. It depends on the bottle, but let's see. Hold on. You're a little off. Next to Miller Lite. Okay, so Miller High Life is a totally different thing. Miller High Life I can drink. High Life and MGD aren't terrible. I'd prefer an MGD.
I haven't had...
Honestly, let's be real trash. Give me an Ice House.
16.
Or a fucking Red Dog.
You know what I used... What ice did I use? I remember when ice...
Not Bud Ice. Bud Ice is piss.
There was another ice that came out. One of the first ones that came out.
Was it Ice House?
Yeah, Ice House.
Yeah, that was a Miller product.
What's that bad?
I don't know. I never
That's
had
how
it.
Old I am.
I think they stopped making it. Well, my dad worked there. I think they stopped making it before I turned...
It wasn't bad.
I'm not even 21, old enough to
you know what was
make
really
the decision
shitty.
To drink.
What was that? Keystone Ice.
Ugh.
That tasted like rat piss...
Fuck, they got Mad Dog 2020 at the corner store up the street.
I was going to buy one.
I thought about it, too. I saw it. I was like, I think I literally turned around. I was like, oh, shit, Phil, they got Mad Dog 2020.
It's got to be grape. Next Wednesday, we are having a Mad Dog 2020.
Which, either that or we get a bottle of Boone's Farm.
Oh, Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm is good for juice with alcohol in it.
Back in the day when I had a full...
Okay, let's see. Hold on. Pappy Van Winkle, 23-year, 750 mil, $5,399. Old Rip Van Winkle, Pappy Van Winkle's family, blah, 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 $42,999.97. Hold on. Here we go. Now we're getting into the Japanese shit. The Yamazaki 55 Bourbon Whiskey, $849,999.
I'm saying
Jesus.
Any bottle over $1,000, it better come with a a hot chick.
Oh, Pappy Van Winkle's Family Reserve 23, $75.05. Wait, what? But then the same, but how the fuck? It's $75 on here. Then next to that, it's $20,000. I have a feeling someone's getting hosed here.
Somebody's getting reamed. Tyler says, Travis, I sent you some pictures on Instagram.
He did.
Of his penis?
No, they were reels.
Oh. Reels of what?
I don't know. We got to be careful with that shit. If there's audio on it, you can't fucking have it on the show. Let's see. Goddamn, where's Instagram? I haven't been on Instagram in a minute. That's what's missing from my life, all those thirst traps.
But did you...
We got seven likes.
I think I heard something the other day that MD... Matt, that doesn't stand for Mad Dog. I was heartbroken.
Oh, he sent me some pictures of the Dragon's Fire. It was wine? Pfft. None of that pussy skull.
What the hell is that? What the fuck?
Oh.
What's Jimmy?
Oh, fancy. Oh, there's... I had some shit that was like the Hypnotic. Hypnotic was the blue one. What was the purple one?
I think
Hypnotic had this the wavy shit in it.
Well, we'll have to get a bottle of that and drink
it. Well, Hypnotic wasn't bad. You know what else?
Put it in between.
Excuse me. American Goddamn, honey that fucking White Claw.
And Fireball.
I don't know, but. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hold on.
Wait, is Lamont still in here? Or is Izzy in here?
Let's turn the lights. Oh,
you can barely tell the difference. Lamont, are you still here, or is Izzy in here?
What does
these are the only black guys I know.
Welcome.
Now these are cheap if you get them before Christmas at Jumpin' Jim's. No big deal. Just $900.
What the hell is Jenny writing? I can't even make out that
Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy is a great summer beer. Get the fuck out.
Shut up.
You know what's a great summer beer?
You just lost
Bud Light.
All credibility.
You know what's a great winter beer? Bud Light.
You know what's great? Moonshine.
The real shit. None of that old Smoky Mountain bullshit.
Yeah, not that.
Okay, Lamont's still here. As a black male in the United States, you know it is really good that nobody, I never see anybody
drinking
anymore.
Is this going to be racist?
I mean, technically it could be, but it's stereotypical more than anything.
Are we going to get
canceled? It's not really
for this?
A black thing. It's kind of a hood thing more than anything.
Okay, because
But you know what I'm
too old to come back from being canceled.
Shut up! You know what? I never see anybody drinking anymore that was fucking delicious. I don't know if you've ever even had it.
I'm not talking right now.
Alizé.
Never even heard of it.
You never? Oh, my God. Alizé was so good. Get you a bottle of that Zay. That shit is literally like juice with alcohol in it.
You know what? Another alcohol I've never fucking had? It was big back when I was in high school.
Pussy.
I had plenty of that.
They were huge back when then, you were in high school. The Bush, mostly.
Zima. I've never had one
Zima in my life.
I've never had one. And they came out when I was in high school, so that was, you know, that was big.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, it was those Sky vodka drinks, like the individual bottled ones, also made by Miller Brewing, or at least packaged by Miller Brewing.
Let's have a Mountain Dew.
Did you really want me to go get you a beer? Because I will.
Yeah, fuck that. Go get me a
beer. Fucking wherever Lamont is, or anybody in this chat, fucking will please back me up on Alizé was delicious. Like, you'd have to drink, at this point, as an adult male, I'd have to drink like two or three bottles to fucking
drink
it.
David was just thinking of Zima as well. I've never had one.
Zima and Jolly Ranchers? No, fuck that. If we're bringing Jolly Ranchers into the game, fuck you. Bring me some codeine, some promethazine, some Sprite, and some Jolly Ranchers. We're making some motherfucking purple drink. We're putting in a double cup styrofoam with that good crushed ice from the fucking Circle K, and we're going to get jiggy with it, like fucking Will Smith said, except fuck that, I don't like that cigar bullshit. We're getting crunk. Hi.
Go get us two beers.
I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back and I'm just gonna start singing fucking Lil Jon.
I want the bottle though.
Oh, I'll shove it right up your asshole.
After I finish it, please.
Long neck bottle.
And you just blocked out the light.
fucking fat joke.
Yeah, it was a fat joke.
Son of a bitch.
You blocked the fucking sun out. You overgrown son of a bitch.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. Oh, I want the bottle, though.
I know. I'm just going to leave the Bud Light Tall Boys.
You didn't get one?
Drink the White Claws.
Okay, you are gay.
What?
You are gay.
Only on the weekends. No. You ready for it? Fucking Some of that good old.
I'll step on that later.
Some of that good old scissorp and fucking. He said Fanta. Big Blue.
Okay, let's do overrated, underrated.
Do you even know what Big Blue? Have you ever had Big Blue?
No.
I've know Big Red?
Yeah.
It's blue. It's Big Blue.
I don't like
blue whatever. Stuff. You want that blood shit, motherfucker? You on the wrong motherfucking block.
What's Big Big Red? What's
my dick?
I didn't say little Japanese.
It's all perspective. No, if I put my phone on full zoom and put in lean it on my balls.
Cream soda.
I love cream soda.
I don't like cream soda. Cream soda.
Cream soda?
Cream soda.
I don't like cream soda. My name is Sean Connery, and I do not approve of red cream soda.
Hey, I agree with Sean Connery. Every now and then, you just got to
give him easy, octopussy.
Give him a little backhand every now and then.
Every once in a while, to show him you love him, you have to smack the fuck out of him. That's not true. Don't do that, kids. I hope there's no kids listening to this anyway.
If there's kids listening to us, your parents have failed you.
Oh, my God. Like and share the video. Big Red and Scissor.
Tyler's,
or Big Blue. I've always been partial Big Blue. Oh, Big Blue. Some of that illegal underground shit. And then what?
Big Bertha.
Your dildo?
She was the love of my life.
Your dildo?
No.
Oh, I didn't know there was a second. Or I guess the dildo would be the second. Fucking some scissorp, you take the Big Blue, the scissorp, and then you put some trolley sour gummy worms in there. Shake that motherfucker up, pour over some ice. Mm-mm. Tell you what, that's going to be delicious until you're knocked the fuck out.
Lamont thinks he has a syrup problem.
Who doesn't? Look at Lil Boosie. Lil Boosie was in prison and had that shit by like the gallon under his fucking bunk.
Tyler, we're going to get to... We want to hear about your most disturbing movie that you found.
But was it my homemade self-pornography? You would be shocked.
How do you think I felt? I was the one who filmed it.
You would be shocked how far this on-air sign goes up my butt.
I will order a new one of those tomorrow.
Yeah. I was just ire. It was just IR. It was just infrared at that point. By the time I got it, and then just
what's it called?
The Serbian movie?
It's called the Serbian movie.
Sounds pretty fucked up if it has anything to do with Serbians. Or Bosnians. Nepalese. That Nepalese fucking...
Welcome, Gregory. Gregory showed up.
Hello. That Nepalese fucking trip honey or whatever the fuck. Oh, speaking of, Phil, have I ever told you the story about the time that I did mushrooms and went to a Halloween party?
No, I don't believe I've heard that story.
Do
enlighten us. Lindsay, welcome.
Oh, we're watching it now. If you told us not to watch it, I'm definitely watching it. It can't be worse than fucking, what is it, like one guy, three hammers or whatever? That Russian video of the kids that like literally tried to murder a guy and were beating his face in with hammers.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I've seen all the dark shit.
I'm a bit of a spitter.
Or fucking, what is it, Mr. Hands? Was that the horse that killed the guy when he was
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
about. Yeah, there's a guy making a porn, and he's getting fucked in the ass by a horse, and the horse, like, destroyed his insides and killed him.
Huh.
So, anyway, look it up at Wikipedia. Oh, I'll watch it. Gregory is a Patreon subscriber. That's Gonzo. Gonzo's the one that needs to fucking just suck it up and spend $2 a month. So, anyway.
It's well worth it.
So, anyway, I was 17 or 18.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Mushrooms Halloween. Got it.
Yes. Yeah. Duh. And so I fucking, you know, I'm doing my normal thing as a super awkward, weird high school kid that I was with
and
long
you just
hair.
Grew bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was a bunch of, dude, you should see. I wish I still had pictures of me back then. Like, you would be shocked.
I did see a picture of you.
Well, the oldest picture I have of me that I know
wearing
of is
a blue shirt and you were like skinny. Or skinnier.
Blue shirt?
Yeah, it was a blue dress shirt type thing.
I don't know. The oldest ones I have are when I was like 21. But anyway, so I was like 17 or 18. And so there was this girl that I had a thing for like since like junior high. She's just like this, like the coolest, just prettiest hippie girl. And like, oh my God, I was just in love with her. So me being the giant sack of shit that I was, I decided that I was going to do some illicit narcotics that evening.
Always a good plan.
So I'm sitting at my dad's house, you know, my dad being the guy that is just way into drugs that he wasn't. So I'm sitting there. I got a last minute fucking costume, which my dad bought me because I was a bum fuck. I don't think I had a job at that point.
I would say no. Knowing you, probably not.
I don't remember. I might have been selling weed. But anyway, so I take these as our loyal listener and friend Izzy would say, I got some fun guys from some fun guys, and I released the magic from the bag into my mouth hole, which...
We're still talking about mushrooms, right?
You just hold your horses, okay. Sir. Which anybody who's done them knows that the more you do them, the more okay it is, but they never taste good. They don't taste good. There's a reason why people put them on like peanut butter sandwiches and shit.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. To help get them down. Oh. Because they don't taste good. Like, you can get used to it. Like,
but mushrooms taste normal mushrooms.
No, too. These are not normal mushrooms.
Obviously not.
So anyway. So
can I get them on my pizza?
You can. I've put them on pizza before. I've seen people also do it.
That would be heavenly.
We ain't doing that whole thing where you and me split a large, though, for that shit. We're
No, what you do is you put just a little bit on.
You shove them up your ass.
On one piece.
You shove them up your ass. Shake it. And then you fucking.
It'll be a surprise. Like, pizza.
I've done that before. I've done that. We took regular mushrooms and mushrooms, and fucking put them on there. You can tell.
Lamont says eat them with a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah. It's just like anything to kind of disguise the flavor.
I would eat anything with a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I got scars on my fucking genitalia to prove that one. So anyway.
Lie to our listeners, our 15 listeners.
So anyway.
12, 13, whatever.
Hey, we're doing pretty good tonight. So I eat these mushrooms, these mushies, these fucking fungis. I eat them, and then I continue to dress myself in the $100 bill pimp outfit that I had, complete with a giant hat. And you know me, I was a little shit fuck like we were talking about earlier. I got into some trouble in my younger years and then continued to get in trouble. You know, just big old, fuck the police coming straight from the underground.
Okay, easy.
A young Travi got it bad because I'm round. Fuck you. So I eat these mushrooms and then I put on the outfit and then I get in the car with said girl. I think there was other people there.
Get to the point. Did you get in the pants or not?
No. Hold on. Okay. It gets better. That's not even the good punchline. Mine is way better. So I go and like first off, we go. There was two other people because I knew them at the time, and then we go to this place which I know you know where it is. Like if I told you exactly the house it was at in the area it's in, you would know exactly where I went.
Okay.
So I go there, and then we're going down the driveway, and like the lights are on in the house, and I'm like, okay, so the party's at the house, and we keep driving, and I'm like, why are we going past the house? And they're like, oh, the party's in the barn. Well, barn, it's like a garage. And I was like, why are the lights on in the house? Then is there people home? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a fucking issue? Because I'm the oldest one in this fucking car, and I know everybody here is trying to get fucked up, and I'm already kind of fucked up. I'm over here like, I'm like, fuck you, Legolas, get the fuck away from me. So we pull up, and I'm just rocking this fucking pimp outfit. Just absolutely destroying. Got the big, long fucking fuck off feather, all that shit.
Yeah.
Looking like fucking Dolomite. So I, there you go, there's one I'm too old, too young for. But anyway, so we go walking in here, and I'm like, yeah, good times. I don't know fucking anyone except the people I came with who immediately disperse into the fucking darkness that is this party. There's no normal lights. It's all black lights and then like green light bulbs nice. And like fucking black light fucking posters and people in costumes and fucking dudes walking around with gas masks on that have bongs on them. And I have some weed and people are like, you want to smoke some weed? I'm like, of course I want to smoke some weed. Why the fuck would I bring weed if I didn't, dipshit? So we're over there doing a fucking weed in the corner. And
doing
like
a weed?
Yeah, just doing I just wanted to do one weed.
Just one weed.
So we're doing the weeds.
Am I rubbing off on you? You're sounding like me now.
We're injecting the cannabis
into your anus.
Yes. And then, like, out of nowhere, like I said, like, I'm rolling a joint, you know, being the normal person that I am. And then there's bowls and fucking bongs and bubblers and steamrollers and fucking whatever. And then the gas masks are coming out and I'm on fucking mushrooms. And there's no normal light. It's all black lights and green lights and red lights and strobe lights and shit. And there's motherfuckers dressed like death walking around with goddamn gas mask bongs on and shit. So I'm just... like, I'm like fucking Johnny Depp in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Have you ever seen that movie? If you have to think about it, you've never seen it. Well, you're going to watch it.
I don't think so.
It's the one about Hunter S. Thompson.
We have a lot of fucking movies to watch.
No, you have to. That is a cult classic. It's about Hunter S. Thompson. It's about a real person. The Gonzo guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there freaking the fuck out looking at some guy dressed like fucking the Grim Reaper with a gas mask over his face that's billowing smoke like the goddamn Four Horsemen coming to cut my dick off and make me serve the goddamn Beelzebubs. I'm over here doing a weed. I already did the shiitakes. I got the fucking the baby Bellas in my system, if you will. The fucking the Morels. We'll go with that.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I think I've made a grave mistake in this life choice here.
You've made some serious life choice wrong decision.
I was like, I'm pretty sure we're all gonna die. So I start getting to the point, and mind you, I don't have a license or a car or anything. I didn't drive there. I didn't have an option anyway. Like I said, I was a little fucker. I couldn't get my license until I was 19. I was on probation. We've had that conversation.
I know this.
So I'm sitting there stranded in the middle of the fucking third level of hell, surrounded by a bunch of demons and harlots that are trying to take my innocence and drag me down to the fucking hells and make me smoke the pots while I cross the river Styx. Listening to Styx.
You're having a good night.
It was not a good night.
Renegade.
It was too much going on. And I'll tell you, honestly, it wasn't. It was the mushrooms, but it was mostly from the long arm of this guy with a fucking gas mask. It was partially.
We're going to get into Lamont. Lamont's freaking me out a little
bit. I've already been into Lamont.
And but he didn't feel you.
It was mostly the fact that there was just so many people I didn't know in that atmosphere that was freaking me out. I didn't eat like a goddamn hefty bag full of mushrooms. I took a manageable. I took what some would call a manageable amount.
Did you eat the mushrooms?
Yes, I did. I did a mushroom. I did one pot.
A dandelion weed. What the fuck?
Yes. I crushed it up and I snorted one marijuana.
Okay.
So then I'm stoned as shit on top of that. I'm drunk because everybody knew me, at least all my friends. They were like, hey, his dad makes beer. His dad doesn't drink. He has a stockpile of free beer in his garage. He would have me go around and give it to the neighbors for Christmas. And then you come home and you'd be like, where's that case of this? I'm like, oh, I gave it to the Bascoms.
And you didn't.
Insert fucking random. The Smiths. I gave it to the Taylors. No, I did not. I drinked it. I also, over the course of my delinquency, me and my, I had one of my best friends in high school was gay and black, which not important to the story, but why leave it out? Me and him got hammered after school one night and ended up like passing out when my dad was on seconds or thirds.
Did some butt stuff?
No. I had that conversation with multiple people in high school. They'd be like, cause he wasn't out of the closet. They'd be like, you know, he's fucking gay. Blah, 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 blah. Aren't you worried about this? I'm like, no, I'm not. He's not out of the closet. I also know he's gay. Doesn't fucking stop me from getting drunk and crashing on the couch. He's my friend. But moving on. But a little side story to this story. We got hammered one night, like smoking weed on my front porch and drinking this Jack Daniels that was up in the on top of the fridge. I did not know until my dad found out that that was gone that it was like a fucking 75-year-old bottle of Jack Daniels from like some like limited run, like a special reserve barrel run and shit. We drank the fuck out of it. I mean, it tasted like $1 million because it might have been.
Well, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Is there a finale to the Halloween?
Oh yeah, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. I was kind of hoping Casey was going to jump in here because he was a part of this. He was my knight in shining armor. So I didn't have a car and shit, but I had my little fucking shitty. I think I had like a Motorola Razor. No, I didn't. It was my first smartphone. It was really cool. You remember those that slid up and shit?
Oh
yeah,
Sidekicks or whatever?
No, not the Sidekick spun up.
Oh, that's right.
This was just a.
Oh yeah, just popped up.
Yeah,
it looked about this big, then went to this big.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So I'm freaking the fuck
kinda
out.
Like my penis from this big to this big. Okay, this big from this
it's
big.
From this big to still this big, just a little bigger around.
Not even really.
So I freaked out a little bit. Sorry, I was reading a comment. So. I don't know what to do. I'm sitting here. I'm dressed like a pimp. Literally, still wearing the hat and everything. Bastard. I made sure to keep my eye on that hat.
That's cultural appropriation.
The females were after the pimp hat for some reason. I was like, listen, since I'm dressed like this, I'm allowed to say this. Y'all hoes ain't stealing my motherfucking pimp hat. Bring that ass here, girl. Keep my pimp hand strong, metaphorically, because I would never lay my hands on a woman unless my life was at stake. So anyway, so I text Casey, who's my best friend. He's the one I don't think you've ever actually met him in person.
No.
But he's the one I went out of town, went to the wedding.
Yes.
Got the fucking...
I've met him in the chat.
Yeah, he gave me some nice cufflinks that I didn't have a shirt that I could wear them with, unfortunately. I kind of wish he would have fucking told me he was giving us cufflinks and I would have got a goddamn shirt.
I'm grateful.
You fucking sack of donkey dongs.
Is he even in the chat?
Probably not. So I text him, and I'm like, hey, man, what you doing? He's like, oh, I'm hanging out with so-and-so, the normal people that we hung out with on the weekends, who you've met, one of them.
Oh, okay.
At my place of, yes, you know who I'm talking about. Bald.
Yes.
Glasses. Yes. So he was at his house, and I was like, he was like, whoa, what's up? And I was like, so
we got a situation.
So here's the scenario. I'm at this party. I'm kind of freaking out. I might be on some hallucinogenic intoxicants. We'll talk about that later. I kind of feel like I need to get the fuck out of here for the safety of myself and my immortal soul.
I'm going to have to piss in 5 minutes.
So he comes and picks me up. And I got to go through the rigmarole of finding my goddamn pimp hat.
One of the hoes got the pimp hat.
You know, these hoes, I barrel rolled over a goddamn beer pong table, took out two hippies and a fucking goth kid, and karate chopped the shit out of that chick right in the back of her knee. She hit the ground. I grabbed it, rolled off, and fucking was out the door. It wasn't even a door. I made the Looney Tunes fucking shape out of the door because I was so fucking fear for my life. So I jump in Casey's car, you know, we have our little normal conversation. I give him the rundown, the skinny of the situation. We get back to our other friend's house, which is our normal place to kick it and, you know, do what teenage kids would do back in the day.
Shenanigans.
But they weren't in, there's a barn at this location, which is where we would traditionally hang out because it's enclosed and it has heat.
And the friends that I'm,
yes,
house, yes,
yes,
his house.
So we go back there. And
in fact, I think I have heard. I think you told the story.
I may have.
At the bar one night.
Probably.
Now that I think about it.
So we get back there, and we don't go to the barn, the safe place, even though it's full of chainsaws and tractors and fucking shit like that.
I don't see what the problem is.
So
I don't see what could go wrong.
So, no, we don't go there.
Oh, no.
We park the car. He keeps walking past the entrance to the barn. Where are we going, buddy boy? What are you going to murder me? Do we have to go tinkle? We didn't have this conversation. We need to make plans. I'm on drugs. You need to tell me what we're doing before we do it.
A heads up.
So we just keep it fucking cruising through the yard, and then we start walking through the woods. And I was like, oh, and then you can noticeably see the fire through the woods. And I'm like, okay, so apparently we're having a fire in the woods.
Or UFOs coming to take you.
Yeah, so apparently there's a fire in the woods. Great place for somebody on mushrooms to be, in the woods at night. Like, actually not the worst place, but, you know, we'll get to that. Oh, and on top of that, my friend Casey was injured at the time and was on crutches. So he's crutching, you know, over the river and through the woods to fucking grandmother's house we go. And we get there, we arrive at the fire, we sit around, you know, we're bullshitting, smoking cigarettes, you know, talking about buttholes and front butts and, you know, what boys do. And then the culminating part of this story is, out of nowhere, one of our amigos, somebody threw a lighter, a dead lighter into the fire, and it, like, popped, and everybody's like, huh, you know, it exploded. So then, some fuckface, I remember who it was specifically, some dipshit brandishes a fucking Axe body spray bottle, and we're like, okay, weird thing to bring into the woods, trying to get fresh.
You no. never know when you're going to run into a feral woman.
What happens with this Axe body spray?
Throws it in the fire.
He throws it in the fire.
What an ass.
So then you've got a bunch of kids who are drinking, and then one who's been drinking and is on crutches, and you've got one who's been drinking and is on mushrooms, booking it into the woods because there's a goddamn Axe body spray. I don't remember the specific scent. I wish I did. I feel like it would add to the story. Don't remember that. He throws this thing in there. Everybody just, huh, even though it's not going to be that bad, but, like, you know, it's going to be loud and, you know, worst case scenario, it splits one of those pieces of wood and shoots that shit everywhere. And then somebody's, you know, I'm in a polyester fucking pimp suit. I'm not here for play.
No.
Like, we're out here. I'm either making money or I'm fucking eating mushrooms, apparently, at that time.
At that time, yes.
So we take off into the woods, and then how does this end up?
I don't know. I'm waiting
I'm
to get
laughing
to the story.
As I'm running away because Casey's crutching away at high speed and through the woods.
You.
No, I was gone. Like, but he's crutching at breakneck speeds through the woods. There's fucking logs and sticks and rocks everywhere, and he's like, almost falling over shit. And then, because there's a minor explosion in the woods and there's neighborhoods right next door, obviously everybody returns to the domicile.
Okay.
Not me.
No, not you.
Nobody informed me of the bug out plan. Nobody gave me a fucking MRE and a gun and told me where to meet up.
You're on your own.
Yeah, I just end up in the woods for like 15 minutes. Just... Guys, work my way back to the barn like fucking Jason Statham kicked that bitch open. I'm like, really? You're going to leave the fucking drugged out dude in the goddamn woods dressed like a pimp? We live in a Republican area. I could have been shot, raped, and stabbed.
All at the same time.
By the same person. The fuck? So that was the time I did mushrooms and went to a Halloween party. I'm going to chug this one now.
Well, point that way if you spit it back up. I don't have any good mushrooms and Halloween stories. Because I've never done mushrooms. I have never done any of those drugs. I did do a lot of Mad Dog one time and had a hallucination, but that's beside the point. That'll shit'll do.
You hallucinated on Mad Dog?
That shit is turpentine, man. But Boone's Farm. Get back to that story.
Okay.
We called it snow snake medicine.
Snow snake medicine.
Because we used to ride our four wheels out on a farm.
And your dick would get cold?
Well,
and
yeah.
And chapped?
No, not chapped.
Because you wouldn't wear the proper clothing?
We would drink Boone's Farm. And that shit was fucking Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
And before you know it, you're fucked up because you drank three bottles and you don't remember. I loved it. It brings back good memories.
Oh, God. Good times.
No, but I don't have a good Halloween mushroom story because I've never done mushrooms.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any like crazy fun stories about most
have an
of my
LSD
drug
story.
Experiences.
A what? I almost killed somebody on LSD one time.
On LSD? You were on LSD?
No.
He
was on LSD. I've never done LSD or mushrooms.
That's what I was going to say.
Because he was a fucking annoying fuck. We were working,
yeah, he was on acid.
We were on the dock. We worked on a dock loading fucking trucks.
And he was on acid at the dock?
Driving a forklift. The motherfucker damn near killed me. And he was only about 5'3". Tom Cruise looking motherfucker.
He was driving a forklift on a dock.
And he always wore flannel shirts that I could fit in, that came down to his knees. I about beat the fuck out of that son of a bitch.
That's amazing. I need to go back in time and watch a forklift operator on a fucking dock on acid.
He got stuck in the fucking back of the truck. Freaking out, having a badass trip. And I was just at the end, you know, looking in the truck, laughing, saying, you dumb motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that's all you can do.
You stupid motherfucker.
If you try to intervene, it's just going to end badly.
No, but I've never done that. But anyway, Lamont said something about, I got to look up here. Put Molly in your ass. Blast off to the moon.
Who's that? Didn't Stitches make a song?
Who would put Molly in the, get a Molly suppository?
A lot of people.
Really?
A lot of people boof drugs.
Huh.
It's direct. They also do it with alcohol.
Gets right to the bloodstream quicker.
Now, shit, you do that shit with alcohol, you can die. You can get alcohol poisoning real quick.
And get monkeypox.
Well, I don't know, but yeah, I think it was Stitches made a song called Molly Cyrus.
Lamont loves LSD.
He does.
I did not think people of color liked LSD.
Now that's fucking racist.
I've never actually met
a black person.
Yes, I've met plenty of black people.
I believe that.
I played sports. Damn it.
Race just keeps getting more racist.
I was the only white guy.
People can't do acid.
But I've never
black people play I've sports.
Never met.
Let me guess. You met one at a watermelon farm. No. You piece of shit.
No, but I've never met a black person that did acid before.
I've met plenty.
Huh?
Yeah.
That I know of. Of course, I was the type in high school, nobody came to me with that shit.
Were you the ski patrol guy from that one fucking 80s movie?
I wasn't straight-laced. I did my fair share of dumbass shit in high school, but nobody came to me. One of my good friends was a fucking dealer I didn't know about till like 5 years after we graduated.
Oh, God, I had a friend that got into some shit that I told him. I was like, dude, you can smoke all the weed you want. You can do the shit that's natural all you want, but me being me and having the experiences that I had, I was like, I find out you're doing shit that's not natural, I will beat the brakes off of you. He did a really good job of keeping it a secret, too.
See, Lamont's not
saying
racist.
By the time I found out.
He says he's not the average black guy, so thank you.
Yeah, he's short.
Now he's being racist.
When we get to the Patreon show, I heard it. I'm not going to lie. I heard a racist joke.
Are you going to tell that joke?
I told it to you. It's like innocently racist funny. Like there's no derogatory terms used or anything like that. It's just like Jewish jokes. There's plenty of Jewish jokes that are just kind of like what?
You know I'm Jewish, right?
Oh, you went a whole different route.
No, I'm not Jewish.
I
have my suspicions though.
About being Jewish or about Jews?
I think my father was Jewish. He's adopted.
Is that why you don't like him?
Well, no, I didn't like him because he was a dickweed.
What kind of alcohol did he drink?
The kind that he could get his hands on.
I was going to say, if he drank like fucking...
That motherfucker would drink kerosene if that was the only thing he had.
Fair enough. Hey, as long as you're getting a Butterfinger out of it.
I can almost guarantee there's some Listerine. We went through a lot of Listerine.
Jeez, yeah, that's when you're bad. You start drinking Listerine.
You might want to go see Barbara at that fucking meeting.
You're right. You're flirting with being an alcoholic. You're not quite there yet.
Oh, there was no flirting. He was 69 in that shit.
Oh, my.
He was taking that alcoholism up the ass.
Oh, my. What is that thing?
I don't know.
Sweet. Forged and Fire is still on in there. It's like a fucking battle axe thing with a goddamn sword thing on the back.
No, but I've never done LSD. I'm down to do mushrooms. And we talked about that on this podcast. I'm down to do DMT.
I love how like, you won't, well, see, I was going to say, I love how you won't do much like acid, but you'll do DMT. But DMT is such a short-lived thing.
That's why I like it. I don't want a fucking 8-hour fucking trip. I'm barely manageable.
I don't know. If you manage it right, it's not that bad. The last time I did it, I took one, and like the craziest thing I remember was like when I got up from the table where we were all sitting because we just kept smoking weed and hanging out after we dropped. And like I remember it was like everything stayed on the same level, on the same plane it was at when I was sitting down when I stood up. It was almost like I was on a board game board. And then the mirror in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom for like 35 minutes when I went to take a pee because I'm just like, ha-ha.
Lamont says DMT sucks. Why does it suck, Lamont? Please tell us.
DDT is a great finisher, though.
Yeah, Jake the Snake. But, see, I'm down for 15, 20-minute fucking buzz.
Just do salvia. Probably easier to find, too. I mean, we've already had this conversation. If I really wanted to, like, deep dive into my contacts, I could probably find pretty much any drug you want, unfortunately.
What'd you say? Or maybe I did it too much acid, so... Oh, that's... He built up a tolerance. He did too much
acid. That does happen.
He did too much acid. DMT didn't do shit for him. One thing I will never do...
Yeah, his spinal cord is fucking liquid.
One thing I'll never do is ayahuasca.
I know a couple people that have done ayahuasca therapy.
Because... I'm not big on puking. And apparently that is one of the many things you do on that.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
I do not like to puke.
I mean, at that point, who knows if you even realize you're throwing up?
That's true.
Would you lick a toad?
Is toad code for something else?
No. There's literally toads that secrete like hallucinogen. Because there's some tribes in like South America that they like... They, like, take the secretion, and then they dry it, and they smoke it. And I'm like, God damn, licking it is not enough. Now you're going to smoke it? Because smoking is a very quick delivery system for stuff. You know? You can do a lot of things these days. You can take a fucking Oxy and just parachute that bitch.
Oxy doesn't do shit to me. I've taken plenty of pain pills in my day.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
I've never... Oh, no. Up until...
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. You're an invalid. I forgot.
I'm 3 years ago, whatever.
Phil the Phoebe.
I've taken... pain pills have never done anything to me. Oxy. I've taken them all. The only time I've ever caught a buzz from any kind of pain pill is I took two and had a beer afterwards. Or with it. I chased him with a beer. And I went to bed. And I was like, ooh, the room is spinning just a little bit. But that was it.
I feel like Buddy the Elf. He said, did you hear that? I apologize to everybody listening to this, but this is a fuck off show. And all I have to drink is fucking White Claws. So I'm just chugging them. Because I don't like
White Claws. Well, I'm going to have to piss. I had a fucking big glass of water, a beer, and this.
If you want to pee, we can take a break for some words from our sponsors.
No, well, fuck, we've already been, we can keep this an hour. We only got about 5-6 more minutes.
Well, I told that fucking mushroom story for 30 minutes.
That took 45 minutes, yes.
Hey, it was a good story, though. Better than any story you've told so far.
I don't have any.
Fucking cold dick Boone's Farm man.
You didn't give a fuck how cold it was after drinking 3 bottles of Boone's Farm.
I don't know, but I knew exactly what you were trying to counteract, though, because I've definitely gone out on a snowmobile and for some reason thought that just like sweatpants would do the trick. My shit was so and then for some reason got into a shower when I got back, a nice warm shower. So I get out and my legs, my inner thighs are just fucking red as shit, and they itch to the point that I scratch, like they were swollen from how much I was scratching them, because I just got fucking, I mean, I probably had fucking, what is it? Skinothermia or coctotrixia, whatever the fuck it is.
You're making that shit up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Which one should I chug next?
I'll
do the lime, because the lime's the worst one. So we'll just get this one out of the way. The raspberry and the grapefruit.
Anybody drink that shit?
Really fast, as you can see.
I could not even drink that after about 3-4 pitchers of beer.
I don't know. I got one of these at the work Christmas party, a pack of this flavor. And I did the same thing. I just started fucking slamming them until I was like, I can't do it. And I just started walking around to tables with girls at them. And like, here you go. Oh my gosh, I love your top. Drink one of these fucking White Claws, bitch.
I mean, fucking horrible.
I mean that in a loving way.
They're horrible. Or all.
That's what I should have done. I just stayed at my table and just started... And just fucking chucking them bitches. Just see who it lands on. That was an interesting one. I was like, man, like that was a boring fucking Christmas party, too. Which, I'm not going to lie. I don't even care if my bosses listen to this shit. That shit was boring.
Your bosses don't listen to this shit.
They should. We have more of a fucking social media following than that fucking place.
That's fucking sad, kids.
Oh, by a lot.
Really?
Our Instagram probably has a bigger following than them on social media, totally. They only have Facebook.
I think I follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, you and like 700 other people, maybe. And I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying, like, more work could be put into it. If I can grow
you know what they need?
If I can grow our social media the way that I have since I started doing it, which is not by much, but still. Well, I mean, I've doubled our Instagram followers. I mean, YouTube, I was never expecting much from YouTube. Just because, like, I love YouTube and streaming and talking to everybody, but, like, we're not, this is not a platform or not a product that is made for YouTube necessarily. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, we've gone up a decent amount of followers on Twitter. We actually have a TikTok, I'm over 70.
You've got more TikTok followers than I have.
Oh,
personally.
Thank fuck. Oh, goody gumdrops, Phil.
I literally haven't posted anything.
Yeah, eat a sack of dicks. I know you because you post the same fucking things that I'll post and you get more goddamn views. Our most popular thing that we've put on our TikTok was when I fell at work. Somebody I work with just told me today, she was like, I still watch that. And I was like, oh, I'm glad. Thank you. You fucking.
But that bombed on fucking YouTube shorts.
Did it?
Yeah.
I think it did all right on
it didn't
Instagram.
Bomb as bad as that one from Friday.
Or that TikTok that I put up today that I literally pulled down because it got so few views and then re-uploaded it with a couple more hashtags because you can't edit hashtags and shit on TikTok. It's annoying as fuck.
Communist bastards.
Oh my God, literally. I want to tie them down to the fucking floor and then just drag my butthole across their open mouth.
That's a fucking picture I will not get out of my fucking mind now.
You're going to see it after these cameras cut off, big boy. What are you talking about? I'm going to feed you some of that pizza and I'm going to...
Definitely going to fucking be in the equipment at that point.
You're gonna be running that tongue across this balloon knot like a goddamn fucking 50 cent stamp.
Nope. It's not happening.
Okay, here's another thing.
Oh shit, here we go.
Why the fuck do stamps and specifically envelopes still taste so goddamn bad?
I haven't licked a stamp in fucking years.
Me and Lamont have. That's an acid joke. But seriously, why the fuck has nobody put flavor in
and
the
you
goddamn
envelope? Where they make envelopes now where you just pull and don't have to lick.
I don't believe in any of that confounded, newfangled fucking Generation Z bullshit.
Jesus.
I come from the good old days where you fucking, if you got a birthday or a wedding to invite people to, you lick envelopes until your tongue looks like the bottom of a camel's foot.
It's all pull. You have not licked a fucking stamp or envelope in fucking years. They're all stickers now.
Pussies.
Anyway, what was I had?
But seriously though, like, tell me that's not genius.
Make them taste like what?
Strawberry, I don't fucking know.
Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina?
No, there's already a can. Yeah, there you go. You just seal it with the Gwyneth Paltrow pussy wax. We should do that. No, we should.
Wax.
We should get a little fucking stampy thing, and like if we ever start like doing fan mail or anything, we should have a GITN seal that we seal all
the old fashioned.
It just
wax.
Be a cock, a ghost cock, a gawk. Gok 9000.
No, oh, I was thinking, speaking of social media, we're starting Snapchat.
What? Fuck. Because I know I'm going to be in charge of it. I'm going to get a bunch of fucking dick pics.
Yeah, for me.
Your phone is too old to be able to handle that kind of fucking pixelation.
I am one phone behind you, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But as we all know, X to 11 was a massive jump. Look it up. Just look at the camera setups.
What?
Go ahead. Compare the difference. Yeah. Yeah, what do you got? What do you got? Yeah, look at that. That's what you think until you get one. And plus, I got a fucking deal on this phone.
You
got
to go to the masses, damn it. Snapchat. And give me access to that one, please.
I don't know if you can. I mean, I'm sure you can have two people logged in at one point.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Why would you even want access? I'm going to be the only... I don't see you taking pictures of shit and being like, hashtag woke up like this, hashtag no makeup,
no, because
hashtag...
I'm not dumb.
You know what? I do dumb shit on social media all the time. Guess who's growing our social media presence? Me, the guy who asked why it's cliche or why it's such a big deal to call your priest daddy on Twitter. If you don't follow us on Twitter, I'm starting to just post whatever the fuck, tweet whatever the fuck I want.
Hey, I had Twitter grow large before you even got along. It was always our largest.
Well said.
Fuck
man,
off.
You can really tell that you do a podcast on a week,
fuck
on
off.
A twice a week
eat
basis.
All the fucking
you
dicks.
Just pontificate with the best of them.
Why well, I had to listen to that shitty fucking Halloween mushroom story for fucking 45
That was a great
minutes.
Story.
It blew major chunks.
That was a great story.
It felt like I was
do you have
raped
a story?
By an armadillo.
Do you have a story?
No.
About anything?
I'm sure I do, but I will not share it here.
Exactly.
Bite my dick.
You're about as boring as the 16th Land Before Time movie. But we have a... Who the fuck is that? I don't know who the fuck you is, but hi, welcome to the stream.
Welcome to
We're
the
a
show.
Bunch of jackasses. I'm drinking White Claws in one drink because I hate them, but somebody left them here last week, so I'm fucking drinking them.
Anyway.
Sinister Tyrant in the goddamn chat. What do you want to talk about? Give us a topic, any topic. I can talk about literally anything.
And I can't,
except
apparently.
For no fucking politics.
Oh, well, let's talk about politics.
You want to talk about politics?
Yeah.
What about them? Fuck both of them? Fuck them all?
Oh, they're all assholes.
Fuck them all!
What went on the headlines today or this week?
I don't know.
They FBI raided fucking Trump's Mar-a-Lago or whatever?
Mar-a-Lago.
Now who can't talk, bitch? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, because I'm over here correcting you, you fucking cuck.
Oh, I am not a cuck, bitch.
Oh, I could see you watching somebody rail your woman.
Oh, bullshit. That would never fucking happen.
Actually, I could see you having a woman watch somebody rail you.
It's happened. So, no.
Whoa. Hold on.
Somebody,
tell me how I'm wrong again.
Somebody railed my woman just because she was a cheating whore.
I'm just going to say.
Watching.
What
we got going on?
Tyler said his uncle got caught trespassing in his ex's cow pasture trying to find mushrooms. Now, is that a story? Are you telling us that your uncle was trying to find mushrooms, or is that a nice way of saying that your uncle fucked your ex? That's a fair question, I think, for that one. And like I said, Sinister Tyrant in the chat. What do we got? What do we got? Elephant weed? What the fuck? Get on Google. Tell me what elephant weed is right now. I'm going to talk to the people. Hello, my name is Travis. I have a 1.5-inch penis erect, and I have no balls. They have retreated inside of my body, and now I am left wandering the world looking for who could love a beast such as myself.
Elephant weed is an old-school bud with a lineage lost to time.
A what? Linge?
Lineage.
Lineage.
That's what I fucking said.
A lineage.
Lineage.
Hold on. Where, is it still up?
Yeah, it's still up.
Elephant, old school bud. It's named for its elephant-sized colas it creates during its flowering cycle. The chunky flowers express a sweet and sour aroma that is reminiscent of... Interesting. Should I go get my weed? Should we just talk about weed now? Because I looked at, I scrolled down, I saw some examples of THC content. I've got weed that will fucking crush that shit.
Well, if we do that, we won't do a Patreon.
Sinister Tyrant said, we guys kick butt and we made their day. America! Fuck yeah!
Fuck what? Dragon Balls. What kind of fucking dumbass shirt is that? Ghost of the Night podcast.
You
t-shirt.
Got me there. But that was before I came along, so it sucks.
So it's better.
That shirt is a farce.
Back when we had listeners.
And then you got an EMJ hat on. What is that?
It's a metal.
Ebony male jaculate.
Something like that, but different.
Well, I'm glad we made your day, sir or ma'am or
I will say this.
Zim or Zer.
I'm a little upset. I have not been catfished in a while.
I don't know. What are the rules on YouTube? Could I, like, just sit here and roll a joint?
I don't think so.
Like, there's videos of people rolling joints on YouTube.
Yeah, there's also
The CEO of Raw does this shit all the time. I watch it. He gave a whole fucking history of cigarillos.
There's also naked yoga. But you take off your clothes, we're getting banned. Do not take off your fucking clothes.
I'll take my shirt off right now, and you know I will.
Do not take... I will fucking end this goddamn live stream.
Right, oh my God, look how pasty I am.
God.
I'm not only I was going to say the whitest Japanese person, but like I'm actually pretty dark for a Japanese... Partially Japanese
Jesus
person.
Jesus Christ. We just lost...
I'm assuming that Sinister... I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess that Sinister Tyrant is from a Hispanic country because instead of ha-ha-ha, they said ja-ja-ja, which is ha-ha-ha in a Spanish dialect because J's are H's. Well, they're not H's, but they make the sound of an H. Juan.
Thank you for the...
Yo quiero... Quiero
Latino
jugar...
Grammar lesson.
Baseball. Quiero jugar fútbol americano, por favor.
Oh, God, I really need to drink more.
Chingate, chupa mi culo, puta madre. Sinister Tyrant gets it. Maybe, I don't know, I might be stereotyping here. But just in case, ¿qué pasó?
Ah, fuck.
Sinister Tyrant, if they do speak Spanish, might be the only person in here that understands the versatility of the word verga.
Gregory says iPhones are crap. Android is always better. No, I had Android before. They suck. Major balls.
There's a couple things I miss about Android.
They're too hard.
But
See,
I disagree.
I think they're harder to navigate.
The user friendliness of Android is what I miss. Like, here's my one fucking gripe. You know my one gripe with iPhone. Why the fuck is there not a fucking button that you can press when you bring up all your applications that are open? Why is there not one fucking button you can press to close all the goddamn things? Why do you have to think? Do you know how many fucking applications I have open at any given time? I'm an American pussy boy. What the fuck are you talking about? What do both of us do when we get off work? We come home and we plop our fat asses on the fucking couch until we get Chipotle pizza or fucking pizza, and then we watch wrestling documentaries until one of us goes, oh shit, I guess I'll smoke a cigarette and go to bed. We are from the land of laziness.
This is why I'm single.
Android treats you as an administrator. I don't want to be an administrator.
What?
He says iPhone treats you as a user, Android treats you as an administer. I don't want to be an administer. I spend my whole day having to fucking make calls and be in charge of shit. I want my phone to just go, here you go, you stupid fat fuck. I know what you want. You want you want your game, and you want your TikTok, and you want your Instagram, and that's it.
And Pornhub, that's all you need.
Oh, you're a fucking rookie. Pornhub. Go to X videos like a real grown-up. What? Just don't go to X and XX. That's how you get a fucking a virus. But yeah, no, I like my iPhone, actually, since I made the switch. And the main reason I made the switch is because it was just the best bang for the buck that I could get.
I guess.
For a new phone. Like, I fucking got this one, which at the time was a year and a half old compared to everything else, and I got it outright for $300. Like, I got the text message like a month after I bought it, letting me know that like it's fully factory unlocked. Like I can just fucking do anything I want with it now.
We have a problem.
What?
We didn't get to any headlines. We didn't get
Did we have any headlines?
I could have came up with something.
I was going to say, I didn't fucking have any. All I had was the mushroom story and my balls.
Any overrated, underrated?
I mean, there's always Patreon.
Because we're going
to have... Oh, Sinister Tyrant. Feel free to check out... Put up the goddamn link.
Oh, for the love of God.
Feel free to Native American. I have a funny story about that. Feel free to go to this Patreon link and subscribe to our Patreon for $2 or $5 a month. $2 gets you access to everything. $5 gets you shut up. $5 gets you either a sticker or an episode suggestion for our Sunday shows, which, believe it or not, we actually do topics. We do actually research and talk about legitimate topics every Sunday.
I have one. You're going to get replaced with Matt. I'm bringing Matt in.
Spend 30 minutes in the same room with Matt. I'm one of the few people that can survive it. Right. I love him. He's a good friend of mine, but like, I there's been multiple times where I'm like, I want to punch you in the fucking jugular so bad. What were you saying?
Yes, we are going to go to our Patreon members live stream here in just a moment. Like I said, you that link I just put up, I'm not doing it again because I'm lazy. Follow us on all our social medias. Oh, you want me to put that up too? Jesus Christ.
You understand Spanish?
Yo hablo español también.
I'm sorry. An Asian speaking Japanese, or I'm sorry, Spanish. It's just wrong.
Have you ever heard of the Philippines?
I know, it's just
even
wrong.
Though they speak Tagalog.
But it's just wrong.
Chingate puta.
What the fuck is Gregory talking about?
He's bitching about Apple still. Dean.
Who the fuck? Dean who?
The guy that helped Dean Corll and his killing spree once out of jail.
Anyway, go to all our
social
media. He
has cancer and is dying. I'll be honest. If they're like, yeah, you got like 2 months to live, just let him out. Like, let him go get some pussy and drink some beer and die.
Hey, jackass. I have to piss like a fucking racehorse. Can we?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy that was trying to get out of jail.
Shut up for 5 minutes so I can end this guy's podcast.
Probably not.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hold on. I'll do you a favor.
Go to all our social medias at Instagram at GITM. I'm sorry. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. At ghost underscore night underscore podcast. Twitter at night underscore ghost. Facebook at ghost of the night. And TikTok at GITN.podcast. And heaven forbid we have a fucking Snapchat because Travis might have to do some actual fucking work.
Motherfucker! Are you shitting me? I even turned my game on my phone into fucking subscribers and watch and viewers and listeners. Eat my whole 3.5-inch diameter asshole. You live with me. You know how many shits I take.
Yeah. I'm going to have to buy stock in Charmin. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, because we've got Charmin money. That's why you subscribe to the Patreon, because we can't even buy fucking name brand toilet paper. Our assholes, we wipe our assholes with fucking poison oak.
You keep it up, I'm buying one ply, motherfucker.
Your bed is the closest one to the bathroom. Guess whose fucking pillow is becoming the hand wiping towel for when my for when this finger is covered in fucking shit.
All right, we're gonna get out here and go to our Patreon member live stream here in just a moment. Everybody that's a Patreon member, be sure we'll do it just like we always do. I'll send you an email and give you the link to that live stream. So be looking for it in your email box.
You know, you fucking love us.
So we will see you guys Sunday. What are we talking about Sunday?
Shinrikyo.
Some Asian shit I don't know nothing about.
Fuck you, Whitey. Baseball hot dogs. That's my impression of a
you
white person.
Racist bastard.
Oh, fuck you. White people are the worst of them all. Japanese people have a pretty fucked up past, but white people win the fucking battle on that.
Oh, you people. Did you just say you people?
No, I said white people.
Oh, white people. Motherfucker, don't what? Put me in a box.
Well, Hitler, white. Mussolini, white. All of the Russians, white. Who else? Everybody that was handing out smallpox blankets like they were goddamn coupons at Sam's Club, white. Who else? Winston Churchill's weird ass, white. Richard Nixon's twisted ass, white. John Smith, the 40-year-old man that fucked the 14-year-old Pocahontas, white. Jeffrey Dahmer, white. Ted Bundy, white. Kaczynski, white. Kuklinski, white. H.H. Holmes, white. What do you got on me, motherfucker? Issei Sagawa, that's all you got. You got Issei Sagawa and the goddamn suicide forest. At least we're man enough to do it ourselves.
All right. We will see all the Patreon members in about 5-10 minutes. And everybody else, we are covering some dumbass shit next Sunday.
It's actually an interesting story. I'm really going to have to pack it in to get it into one episode. Personal opinion.
All right. We'll see you guys. Take care. Love you.
We're here twice a week, Sinister Tyrant.